It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
We got Dolphins preseason action tomorrow, 7 o'clock. Our coverage on WQAM begins at 3 with Game Day Uncensored.
Oh, yes, and I just got an update about your coverage.
Hmm?
Your boy will be hosting the post game.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, all right, cool.
That's right. We have gone down the list and everyone's not available. So your boy will be hosting.
Look at you.
Yes.
Look at you.
The most comprehensive coverage across the county.
How about that? All right.
Yeah.
Bangers and mash, buddy.
Indeed.
You're like a peacock spreading your feathers.
Indeed.
Are you doing it solo?
I am flying solo. Yeah, I think I will. Maybe Trevor on the board.
All right.
But that should be a fun time. Should be a fun time.
Goosies, dude. All right. Yeah. Check out Marcos tomorrow. Game Day Uncensored post game.
Yeah.
I also have a fill-in. I believe Solana, bum. I mean, like, he tagged out after one show. I need a co-host fill-in. So Dono's doing it with me tomorrow.
Oh, nice. Nice. Always great to see Dono's face.
Always great to see Dono's face. Let's get to a training camp update, which is sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. You ready to level up your career game? MDCPS Technical Colleges have got you covered. Choose from tons of programs, learn from top-notch certified instructors, and get real-world experience. And the best part, you can graduate debt-free in just 1 to 2 years. If you're ready to make the move, log on to careerinayear.com or call 305-558-8000. MDCPS Technical Colleges, your best choice for a brighter future. Yesterday, former Commanders cornerback, now Dolphins cornerback, Kendall Fuller, he ended practice with a little interception. It's like, how about that?
Yeah.
Take that. Saw what you let get away.
That's right.
Kendall Fuller, of course, going to be the new starting cornerback outside of Jalen Ramsey replacing Xavien Howard this year.
Anybody,
he wore the orange jersey for against his team.
Xavien Howard.
Where is he? He's not anywhere.
Anyway, no, right? Is it?
No.
I know he said that door is closed, but...
I think the door is closed. You think the door's still open?
I mean, it ain't open anywhere else.
I don't think the door's open, dude. I think once you say the door is closed, I believe the door is closed. You know who didn't say the door was closed?
Who's that?
Emmanuel Ogba. He kept his door open.
That's true. Revolving door.
It was sweet, though.
Can I just say this? You never know.
Never know. You heard Leroy.
Things can happen.
Things can happen.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yep.
We're not going to have that conversation, but we're going to have the Ryan Tannehill conversation.
I'm not having the Ryan Tannehill conversation, though. People are having the Ryan Tannehill conversation.
I hear the conversation today,
and I want to throw my headphones away.
Right here.
The other, though, same situation.
Yeah. Come on.
Ryan Tannehill, I don't believe, ever said the door was closed, though. You know, I don't think he said the door was closed. They just showed him
the
door.
You know what opens the door? A check.
That's fair.
I'm not for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not for it. Don't want it. I'm out, dude.
I got you.
Haven't talked much today about this, but the Miami Heat, the schedule was released yesterday.
Ooh.
Just 7 national TV games for the Heat, down from 16 last year.
You know who gets that? Playing teams that lose in the first round. So don't be upset.
All right.
Don't be upset.
No, I'm not.
You want to play more games? Win more games.
Or make fun moves.
Whatever.
Make fun moves or advance in the play or advance in the playoffs. Yeah, you get national. Exactly. You know what I did find strange? The one thing I did find strange about the national schedule, though, three of the games are against Milwaukee. I found that really weird.
So basically, they got Milwaukee and not the Heat.
Kind of, yeah. But they're like, yeah, well, what's a matchup we should keep going to? And I feel like that would have been.
I can tell you all the games that are going to be on TV. They're going to have one against New York.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have one. They're going to have maybe a couple against Boston.
I already it's three against Milwaukee. They're the only repeat. So
okay, all right. They're going to have Lakers.
Yep.
But you know the
Philly.
No Philly.
All right.
And here's the thing.
Who else?
Here's what sucks about your dumb schedule announcement.
Steph Curry, maybe.
If they end up getting out to a hot start, all that'll change. The amount of games they have on national TV will change.
A little bit. It's not going to change too much, dude. It's not like the NFL. Like, remember, they get kind of stuck on some of these things. Remember how many Pelicans games we got stuck with no Zion?
Yeah.
It's not like the NFL where you're like, hey, we got one game to flex. And because you might not have other teams scheduled that night. It's not as easy.
Okay.
You know, like it'll happen. Like it happened last year with the Heat because they were supposed to remember Heat Blazers was supposed to be televised nationally and that they axed that. So it can happen, but it's not like the Heat are going to jump from like seven games and then, oh my God, the Heat are the one seed in the East and they're going to jump to like 20 games in the second half.
Who has the most?
I think Lakers. The teams you think Lakers, Celtics, I think Suns.
All right. Well, what are they going to do when KD gets traded?
That's a good question. Speaking of the Suns, they were feeling themselves a little bit on Twitter yesterday.
Ooh.
And they got a little too cute. Little too cute.
Too cute?
Because they made a little attendance joke at the Heat's expense. They tweeted out a thread of all of the teams they're facing and their fans' representation. And for Miami, they just put a picture of empty seats and DJ Khaled, which is not nice. You got their tweet, JFig, not the Heat's response, but their tweet. That was their tweet that they tweeted out. Thinking they're cute. Bastards. And the Heat did not like this. And so their response was a simple attendance record. Nope. That the first one you had, JFig.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
The Heat tweeted out, interesting. Check in when you climb out into that 24th spot because the Suns are 25th in average attendance, where the Heat are fourth.
Petty.
Ooh. Interesting.
The Suns tried to walk it back.
Hmm?
And this was their response to the Heat because they bleeped up and they went, oh. And I got to tell them, the damage is done.
The damage is done, my friend.
Wait, first of all, this is two college kids because an old person wouldn't say, oh.
Oh, it's definitely two interns. Yeah.
It's two interns. And they say, you know what would be funny? Oh, yeah, because they always talk about the fans in Miami. And then, oh. But whoops. You know what? That is the world we live in a nutshell, right? People will say anything. Facts be damned, right? I fight this with Tua. We fight this with a lot of stuff. And politics is just ridiculous, right? But, yeah, they fell for it. The truth. The truth is a terrible thing.
They should have. They should probably ran to that before they had their little cute memes put together.
Yeah. How did you do with it? You go, Spo, I got this.
Todd the intern, that's good.
Yeah. But yeah, you can't. I didn't, like it's.
I feel like after that response, Todd should get hired, right?
We saw a couple Todd the interns yesterday.
Yeah.
We
did. Oh my goodness! They're all over the place. That building's always got action.
Oh, man. Hey, if you guys want to go see Dan and Shay, they are bringing their Heartbreak on the Map tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West Palm next Thursday, August 22nd. And we're going to give you a chance to win some tickets right here. It's a Live Nation show. Caller number, let's go four. Heat fourth in attendance. Caller four. We'll get a pair of tickets to see Dan and Shay and their Heartbreak on the Map tour. If you guys want to go next Thursday to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in West.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Palm, caller 4 to 305-567-0560. We'll get a pair of tickets. All right, let's bury some people. Tobin and Leroy back here with you. We got Dan Hooker coming up later on this hour. We'll talk a little UFC as he is on the call. I'm betting on him.
That's right.
Skyrocketing my parlay into the stratosphere.
Friend of the show?
But I'll go first. You know, we went on this tour yesterday, thanks to Frog Boy, you know, getting us all together.
You know what? Stop it.
What?
Yeah. You know what you did.
What did I do?
You know what you did. You know
when you blame on others.
When you say we like to do stuff together and you go, hey guys, you don't have to go if you don't want to, but I'm going. Basically, you say let's go.
I didn't say that though. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Yeah, he said
Marcus didn't want to go alone. I said, no, I'm going for sure. That was my answer. And then he goes, "Oh, then I want to go." So, you guys wanted to, follow, like,
there you go, twisted his
words. No, I'm twisting my words. I literally have the, receipts. You're changing, the account.
Hold on, but your receipt doesn't show what you bought. Okay, you bought orange juice, and you're trying to return lemonade.
Ridiculous.
That's right.
Ridiculous.
That is right.
But the one person who's dead to me. It's Frog Boy because he embarrassed us in the trivia question.
Oh, no way!
You embarrassed us.
How am I supposed to know where they sit, dude?
Yeah, embarrassed us.
I don't guess.
Then don't say anything. Shut up.
Why did I embarrass
you? Just look bad.
That's why you let the people that are part of the actual tour.
No, he asked a question. Yeah, I was helping the guy. No one was answering.
We did notice that intangible wall, though.
You noticed it first.
Who's dead to you, Leroy?
You're dead to me.
You.
Yeah!
Because.
Ridiculous.
I love how you tried to manipulate this whole thing yesterday.
Yep. Manipulated anything.
Absolutely.
Yes, you did.
Manipulated.
Because you said, anything. Hey, because this is what he does to me.
That's what he does.
He'll say, hey, and this is how he works. Hey, Leroy, you know, look, I got an interview for 4:30. You don't have to do it if you don't want. I'm like, I'm part of the show, right? Right? So I always do it, but he never says, hey, we got an interview at 4:30. He just says, hey, you don't have to do it if you don't want. You know damn well I'm going to do it, so stop being fraudulent.
What if you can't do it? Wow. What if you can't do it? I don't want you to feel pressured to do it.
Stop being fraudulent.
Wow. Leaves you an out.
This guy is guilty.
No. See, that's raggedy right there.
No, it's raggedy if I were to say on spring of the moment, hey, we have an interview at 4:30. I say, that's why I leave you the out.
It happens. How many times? Very rarely. Unless it's on a Wednesday or something like that during football season, then I might. I've never said no. And you still do that. And Marcos.
What? Whoa. Hey,
Marcos did not say I'm not going by myself.
That's right.
Yes, he did.
Right. No,
no.
You clearly said the way you made it sound.
Nope.
Is that you guys should go because I'm definitely going.
That's not how I made it sound.
They've been asking us to go, and they've been inviting us.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's how you set it up.
That's exactly how you set it up.
You flip floppy, you wish what? Just own it. I'm not going to own what I did.
I have the proof. If anybody influenced it, it was Frog Boy. He was, well, you want to go to Michelle, but if it's your group party, why do you go?
See, I'll tell you, the only thing I'm guilty of is loving my friends.
Oh, my goodness. Get at you. Oh, my God.
That's the only thing.
J-Fig, who's dead to you?
So people who spoil things. So, like, let's say
So mad at Leroy.
Wait a minute.
Leroy hasn't necessarily spoiled anything for me as of late, but
you're dead.
I went on Instagram, and very easily, people are already posting spoilers of, what's that show called again? Not Love is Blind. Love Island.
Well, JFig, the reunion.
No, but the reunion hasn't even come out yet, and people are posting things of the reunion.
They are?
Yeah, it's really frustrating. I'm trying
how
not
is that,
to
look how are they doing that?
Let us
they,
know.
Like, it's leaked, or you're saying they posted stuff from the outside?
Yeah, like everything.
Because they shot it on Wednesday.
Ooh.
They shot it yesterday, yeah, right?
Wednesday, I think.
I think it was yesterday.
Love Island leaks.
Sure. We're quibbling over like a stupid day.
I don't like it. Okay. And then like,
what are you objecting to? Like it's spoiled like a fight?
You're basically just ruining all the things that we've been waiting for.
Oh, I'm looking at
like, we're waiting for all the answers and they're just spoiling it.
Have you finished the show yet?
Yeah, I finished it.
Right.
And then also, I don't know if you know that show called You.
Nope.
You?
Me? Yeah.
No, I don't watch that show.
Talk about me?
Well, there's a show called You, and people were posting, it's officially wrapped. It's last season. And they're showing exactly what happens during the last season. It's just ruining everything.
Spoilers, way worse than me.
Spoilers.
Yeah. There's actual footage.
Way worse, but not too much worse.
Way worse.
I don't know.
I mean, you live
texted us like during House of the Dragon this year.
I'm just saying.
You live bum gunned.
I got all excited, got my popcorn ready, had my little drink. Oh, by the way, raspberry might be the best flavor.
Oh, that's
okay.
Hey, yeah, that's the one.
Got every flavor. That's in the one.
Raspberry got raspberry, peach, strawberry.
You're dead.
Raspberry, peach, strawberry, and pineapple. Pineapple, okay, right? But that raspberry.
You've been drinking.
No, I just tried. I tried. I didn't even drink the whole thing. I tried each one.
What say you, Croctua?
I still want to know why Israel Adesanya is crying, dude. I still don't know why he was crying. So strange to me.
Before the fight.
Hey, listen, I'm going to tell him right now. Don't lose.
Don't lose, dude.
Don't lose, dude.
I'm reading about it. It says he goes from calling him a bleeping pig to crying. I just don't understand. Anyway, my dead to me.
You're dead to me.
Goes to my social life. I'm going to explain to you why today is the release of Leroy's friend, Madden. Madden 25 comes out today. College Football 25 already consuming my life. Now Madden is going to be consuming my life. And I have no time to do anything like hang out with friends.
Oh, hey, so you got in your last tour.
What do you, I mean, Glennis is down with that?
No, I usually have to put the baby to sleep and then blah, 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 and then she's working.
You have friends outside of us?
No, I don't. That's why I'm just so desperate to hang out with you guys. But apparently I can't respond to a text message without being thrown under the bus. But my social life following this weekend's events of purchasing Madden.
You're dead to me.
Bum. For the record, the only reason that you feel thrown under the bus is because Leroy really wanted to go, but he likes to act like he didn't want to go.
He just wants to
get. So that's why he's putting on a whole charade for you
and
guys.
And the whole time he was kind of complaining and then trying to fire up the grill from his own.
Look at that. Yeah.
From there.
I tell you
what. He was so far from home.
I did. I can do it remotely. What do you
And by the way, I know Leroy had the best time because there's nothing Leroy Horde likes more than fat shaming a room full of strangers.
Oh, he
did. And that guy was like a machine gun.
Look, I can turn my grill on.
You can fire up the grill.
Yeah.
Here. So then why were you calling Fonz? You could have just done it from there.
No, because I had to make sure it was plugged in because I had the tarp over it.
So you
But you had a room full of strangers that you got to dig out the bum guns on, and especially old high shorts.
Oh,
and
hey,
there's really nothing. There's really no better present I could give you.
Let me tell you. Let me just say this. Dude was snug as a bug in a rug. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Even Stockton would have said, "Hey, that goes down a little bit."
Even Stockton was like, "Wow." I say my shorts are baggy compared to that. Like, you know, you know, he packed those 32s on vacation and his wife told him to bring 36s. You can't fit those no more. Yes, I can. I've been working out.
Oh, man. Dan Hooker, he is fighting on UFC 305. Talk a little fighting with him coming up next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.